is a very busy week here at the Nova Scotia SPCA, and today my guest is here to give us a little bit of background on the history, the purpose, and what is next for Nova Scotia's newest SPCA in North Nova. With me today, I have Heather Wooden. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week and a long few months getting to this point.
So, Heather, let's start with who is Heather. Can you let us know?
Sure. My name is Heather Wooden. I've been with the SPCA for almost 15 years now, and I help to oversee the operations of the shelter and the hospital.
And so, Heather, when did the conversation begin about new shelters? So we know that it's been a generation since we've got a new shelter in Nova Scotia. And so when was there talk of a new shelter in Nova Scotia?
Well, the Pictou SPCA certainly needed this upgrade. It has been long outlived the capacity, really. It's been a very important part of the community for a number of years, but we've far outgrown the space. And there were some very much needed upgrades to the, you know, the care that we could provide through using that facility. So we've been working on this new facility. We actually started the construction with the ground digging in January of 2022.
I have no idea. 2020. That's okay. So it's, you know what? It's been a busy time around here. So it's all good. And we've had a couple of events. So we broke ground with our ground digging in May of 2022. And the reason I remember it, because I was two months in.
Yeah.
So I was still brand new. And we had Jake, who put the paws to the ground. We did something other than shovels. So we had Jake dig into the ground, and then we really heavily started construction in January of 2023. So it seems like it's been forever.
Yes, it feels like it's been a long time coming, but it actually has been moving quite quickly.
So let's just fill everybody in. So this week, what we held in Stellarton, Nova Scotia was an unleashing. Because just like, I can see Heather's going an unleashing. So instead of a ribbon cutting, you know, because if we did a ground digging, we had to do something different. We had to put our SPCA twist on it. And we unleashed the building, meaning that the Nova Scotia SPCA can now start to move in. We still have some construction to do. We still have the little bits of paint and, you know, the signage and just little things, countertops, walls to put in. But we are very close to opening this brand new, and it's not just a shelter. So tell us what else is in the building.
This is sort of the first purpose-built facility where we have a 3-in-1 purpose. We have a thrift store where the proceeds will support the programs of the SPCA, but we also have Tartan Hills Veterinary Hospital within the same building as the SPCA shelter side of things.
And so it was really interesting at the unleashing this week. There was, I mean, let's talk about the joy that was in the room. We had donors there, we had supporters, we had the new staff that were there. And we'll get into the staffing in a bit, but I really felt like the community who was there, they're so excited. Are you guys getting that on the shelter hospital side?
Yeah, everyone is so excited as well. The staff are very excited to move in and work in the bright, clean, new space, and excited about all the opportunities that provides for animals from the North Nova communities. So the community's excited, and you could really feel in the room how excited and how passionate everyone in that room was about the good things that this facility will mean for the community.
And I want to talk about the passion. So in that room, we had Sharon and the Honorable Elmer McKay. And if you don't know their story, which, you know, you can go online to Nova Scotia SPCA.ca/North Nova and read their donor tale. They have been, they're animal lovers, they love animals, and they had heard that there might be people starting to talk about a new shelter in the area, and they came on board big time. So they came on board as the lead donors, but they also got the land donated. Like, that is amazing. So they worked with the town of Stellarton to have the land donated there in Stellarton. And so the building is named after Sharon and Elmer McKay.
Yes, we're so grateful to them to really get the ball rolling, another pun, and to bring on all sorts of other supporters and donors to join with them to really make this dream happen for the community. They were so instrumental in really getting this started and getting this off the ground.
And so then came Steve Smith, who was leading our construction, the build, and said that he would help with fundraising, but he needed a co-chair. And so he reached out and asked Marcia Sobey to come on board. And I also have a donor tale on the website about Marcia, who said that she didn't even think about it. She said yes immediately as an animal lover. But Marcia and her mom had been donating to the pet pantry in Pictou, and can you just tell everybody, because not a lot of people have maybe been to the Pictou shelter, so can you just walk us through the Pictou shelter so people get a feel of it?
Yes, the Pictou shelter, like I said, has done great things for the community for a number of years. It has gone through renovations to try to continue to meet the community's needs, but the size of the facility just couldn't handle the demand for services that we had. The location of the facility, it is a bit more out of the way and not as accessible, both physically accessible and in terms of the location of where it is. It did make it hard for all members of our community to access the SPCA's programs and services because the building itself, you know, was not accessible and welcoming to everyone because of that location. So we've done great things with it, but it definitely needed a refresh and an upgrade. And the building itself, the capacity, the size, just couldn't meet the needs of the animals of the community. Limit to what it can do and what we can do within that facility. It's a much smaller size. And the area is a bit more rural, which, you know, the dogs love the green space, but it is a bit out of the way. You really have to make an intention to find us, and it can be a little hard to find. Mm-hmm. So we're not always visible and accessible for people to reach us.
Mm-hmm. I have tried to find it myself when I first started here, and it definitely, you know, it's a community spot. It's a place for community, but you couldn't easily find it. So you had talked a little bit and you touched on this, but can you explain to our listeners, when we talk about purpose built and we talk about the difference between the old shelter and the new shelter, and we talk about what was maybe acceptable in animal care in the 70s, versus 2024, what are some of the differences between the new buildings that are, it's really new and exciting for the Nova Scotia SPCA?
Well, the animal care standards have changed drastically. There's been a lot of research. This is sort of a field that's ever evolving. And as we learn more, we understand that the size of housing for the animals drastically affects their mental and physical well-being. So providing them the adequate and sufficient type of spaces keeps them happier and healthier and means that they can get adopted to their new homes a lot quicker.
Because so, they're distressed, like they have, yes. They've had less stress, more enrichment. Yeah.
The stress of coming, you know, and coming to a new environment is always going to be there, but we're trying to make that transition as soft as possible for them. And the existing facility, you know, it's about bright spaces, trying to replicate as much of a home environment as you can. That was sort of our thought in the new facility, is trying to make it warm and inviting for the community and for the animals as well. The surfaces, you know, in the previous facility, the one we're in now, they weren't the best in terms of disease control in making sure that the surfaces were able to be disinfected and didn't carry any illnesses. And that's something we've thought of in our brand new facility. So the sizes of the kennels, the bright, the clean spaces, and really the noise, you know, trying to keep the noise to a minimum, because some of our kitty friends really don't want to hear the doggies, and that causes them some undue stress as well.
And speaking of doggies, just in case it's being picked up by the mic, we do have a dog here who is very comfortable being in this office, just snoring away. So if you hear that, it's not one of us sleeping on the mic. A lot of people talk about the floors when they walked into North Nova. Can you talk about that? Because I think if that's an interesting fact that people wouldn't normally look for.
Yeah, the floors were very interesting. We get very excited by even these little things because what it means to the animals and what it means to us, and so much thought went into even the floors. So it's a special epoxy coating, but there's a certain grit to it. So it is safe for sensitive dogs' paws to walk on. So it's more slip-proof, but it's also seamless so that there's no porous surfaces to hold on to any bits of illness or debris. And there's obviously, it's seamless where it goes up to the baseboard. It's seamless between rooms. So there's no crevices where any dirt or debris can hide as well. It also just looks wonderful and it looks very beautiful. The color is very stunning. So we're also pleased with how it ties in to the SPCA's colors.
Well, yeah. And anything that's brand new, it's shiny and new. We haven't had that time to go in. So another aspect that I want people to know, because there is so many things in us being able to build a new shelter that people, when they go to their current shelter in their community, aren't going to see, but that we're doing new here with our new build. So can you talk about another favorite of everybody, and that is the catio?
Yes. So we have a cat free roam room. So that's not new to the SPCA. We do have free roam rooms, but we've created an outdoor catio space attached to the free roam room. So on nice days, the cats can go outside where they are protected and safe from those outdoor elements, but they can enjoy sort of the nice weather. It's right off of our entrance, so you can enjoy watching them from the parking lot as you walk up to the facility. And these kitties will be available for adoption. So you might just find, you know, a kitty that is really reaching out and speaking to you.
Well, let's stay on the topic of cats for a second, because what I noticed on my first trip in last week was the cat adoption room kennels are different from the ones that I have been seeing. So what was the thought process there?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the standards of caring for animals has changed drastically since the 80s, and it's constantly evolving. So the minimum space requirements to keep an animal stress reduced, you know, when you're stressed, your immune system is lower. So the kennels are a much larger size, and they actually have a separate compartment for the litter area, because no one wants to use bathroom and eat in the same space, but we don't want to either. So the kitties can go through a portal to access the litter area and then go back to the main living compartment as well. The space is natural sunlight. They have all the beautiful windows there as well to keep them entertained. And when we have litters or groups of kitties that want to stay together, we can open another portal and make the space even bigger. So it gives us the flexibility to keep kitties together when they really are bonded, and that helps keep their stress down as well when there's, you know, sort of familiar friends and whatnot. So trying to replicate their environment as much as possible.
That's really interesting, because I don't think people outside of the shelter world might not think about that when it even comes to kenneling. And what I love is, you know, we talk about the fact that there is 45 kenneling spaces in Stellarton, which isn't an increase, but the purpose-built design means that animals like a mom and her kittens can be together. So there can be more than 45 animals, and we're going to get, I want to move from the cats because there's dog lovers also who listen. So I want to move on to some of the fun aspects about the dogs. So in Stellarton, we have changed up the adoption rooms for the dogs.
Yeah, so typically when you go into an SPCA shelter, you'll see pictures of the dogs and we'll bring the dog out to meet you. But for the first time, we have built a dog pods, sort of is the best way to describe it, where the public can go and view three different dog pods. Dogs will be in these areas that the public can go and view the animals. The pods are much larger than a typical kennel that you might be thinking of, and they're bright and they're clean, and we're going to try to make it feel as much like they're in their own bedrooms as much as possible, so that they, you know, they feel as much like this is just a temporary stop on their journey to a new home.
So unlike Love is Blind, these pods, both people, the dog can see and the potential adopter.
Yes, glass doors so you can see into the dogs. There's additional soundproofing so that the barking, if they're barking and excited to see you, the noise isn't spilling over into the adjacent cat rooms.
And there will be a sign that I still have yet to make before we do an open to the public that if you are visiting the North Nova Dogs, please don't tap on the glass.
Yes, of course. I know you're excited to see them, but they may see a variety of people throughout the day and they do need their calm rest periods as well.
And so behind where the public won't see, we have special kennels as well for the first time for our dogs.
Yes, we've gone and invested in these kennels out back that really expand inside. They give us so much flexibility. So not only do we now have access for the dog to go outside when we open a door, but we can also expand the size of their living areas where the footprint of each living area is already larger and much improved from what they've been used to, but there's side panels where they can have sort of a double housing arrangement. This lets us give like a mom and puppies, because sometimes mama needs a break and she needs a little separation, needs a minute, and that allows her to.
Every mom listening understands that.
So she just wants to have a little bit of a pee break by herself or something, and she can have a bit of a break. From especially when puppies, you can have some very large litters and they're at you all the time. So that is really what we were thinking of, is to allow her access to them but have their own separate space. Or we might have two dogs that have come from the same home and they want to be housed together, but sometimes they need their own space, like when they're being fed or something like that. So it just allows us so many flexible options that improve the dog's well-being, but also is a lot safer for staff as well, you know, in the ways that we have the pathways to go outside to the new big play yards and the options for enrichment that we have for the dogs, whether they're in the housing space or in our brand new fenced-in yards.
All right, so we're going to move from the shelter. So we're walking through now back to the lobby, and we see Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital.
Yes. So this new branding, Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital, we've come up with this to really convey the message that the hospital serves the public as well. So it's not just SPCA animals or animals that came from the SPCA, you know, by utilizing the services of Tartan Tails, you know, any proceeds that the hospital makes, again, supports the programs and services of the SPCA. So the brand new hospital, it's brand new for this area. Previously, in our current shelter, the animals actually have to travel to reach veterinary services. And when they're ill or unwell, you know, that travel causes them a lot more stress as well, which really impacts their ability to heal. So instead of driving all the way to Dartmouth, they'll be able to access the veterinary care they need right next door in the same building.
And that is the shelter. You're talking about the shelter animals of Northern Nova Scotia. So the ones in North Nova and also Colchester.
Yes, exactly. We're going to have the Colchester animals come to travel to the new North Nova facility to access Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital, because it's actually less of a drive for them. So anything we can do to shorten the animals' time in a vehicle, instead of going to Dartmouth like they currently have been doing.
And the hospital is going to have kind of like a staged opening, because we are still recruiting veterinary staff, so staged opening to the public. But I think there was buzz at the unleashing this week about our veterinarian that we do have. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So Dr. Holly Knoll, she's actually from the New Glasgow area. And she moved away to the States for a number of years. She's practicing veterinary medicine there. And she actually saw our ad way back when we were starting to recruit for this position, and she has come home. So it's exciting for the community to have an opportunity for someone from that area to return back to the community. And she's excited to be home with her family and being able to provide service to the residents, you know, many of whom that she's grown up with.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting is, I know we have Jessica, who is in RBT, who's helping from Colchester while we, you know, try to recruit. But you're a fun fact, your two RBTs that you have hired are actually new to Nova Scotia.
Yes, we've seen this quite a bit, actually, where folks from Ontario are excited to sort of see Nova Scotia and the way of life that we can offer and make the big move. And we've been very fortunate to welcome them to our community. And we have registered technicians that help us offer, you know, more services and help our veterinarians provide the quality medical services. Coming to Nova Scotia and really settling here and enjoying that everything that Nova Scotia has to offer.
So, if you are, we're not going to start a wait list for the veterinary hospital, but you can just stay up to date by following Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital on social media, and it's tartantailsvet.ca. And so when we are ready to do that next phase of opening, that is where the information will be. So let's walk a little bit into a domain that is not yours, but we want to talk and highlight, and that is the thrift store next door. You know, I know all of us like to thrift shop, and especially at the SPCA thrift stores. So how do you think the community is going to like this one stop for pet families?
Well, we're anticipating that it's going to be very busy, whether it is thrift shoppers coming to visit the shelter or people visiting the shelter that, you know, want to have a peek to see what the thrift store has to offer. So it is going to be very busy in the community because of all the fun and exciting things you can make an afternoon of it and just stop by and visit. The thrift stores have been amazing for the SPCA. We know the community is so excited to donate, and we're not taking items just yet. Very, very soon. Hold on just a little bit longer before we're set up and ready to receive those amazing donations, and then process those donations and open the store to the community. Hold on. We will be open very soon, and we will definitely need your donations in the very near future.
What is your favorite item to thrift at our thrift store?
I like shoes. I always go right to the shoe section. I've scored quite a few interesting name brands and whatnot, sneakers, comfortable sneakers, and sometimes pretty brand new too. Mm-hmm. So good quality, great prices for sure.
Yes, I go towards the toys first. And to stay on brand, we go straight for the Paw Patrol items and then books. But I think you're right. You know, we do have great prices with the profits going to support the other side of the building, because we do need help still. You know, the building is up, but we have doubled our size. And have we doubled our staff?
We are in the process of hiring, so we are increasing the staffing numbers. The hospital is brand new, so there's a whole new staff for the hospital. The thrift store is new, so there's been some hiring there. And on the shelter side, employees will be moving from the existing PICTO shelter, but we have had to increase the number of staff to, you know, manage the increased amount of public visits that we're happy to welcome. So we do anticipate at least doubling our staff on the shelter side, let alone all the new hiring that we've done for the hospital and for the thrift store as well.
Excellent. And so you can support at Nova Scotia, spca.ca/NorthNova. We're going to play a game, Heather, because you're doing great to come onto the podcast. But now that you've eased into it, let's play a game to get to know you a little bit better. It's called Go Fetch. And are you ready? I'm going to throw this ball at you.
Okay, not too hard.
Not too hard. It's like a lightning round, okay? So if animals could... the first question is, who was your first pet? Okay, it's okay. We'll get the ball later.
I didn't catch that one. So I believe it was Smokey was my first pet growing up. And Smokey was here in Nova Scotia. And Smokey one day actually brought his friends, his feral kitty friends, to visit. So I remember capturing a little feral kitten with a blanket and trying to hold on tight. And didn't quite understand a whole lot, but socializing a feral kitten when I was young as well.
And now you are heavily involved in that, so you got a glimpse pretty early of where you would end up in your career. If animals could talk, who would be the nicest?
Well, I don't think there's a specific species that would be the nicest. I think certain animals and certain, because I've had some really nice kitties and some really spicy kitties. So I don't necessarily, I can remember certain ones of my animals who I think were just very sweet, and we love them all for different reasons. I'm not going to choose a side.
Wow, that is being so noncommittal from the shelter person. Well, then, if animals could talk, who would be the meanest?
Well, the same
thing. Diplomatic.
Exactly. Probably kitties have a spicier streak to them at certain times, just because they're so independent and they know what they like.
Okay. And you are a hero to many animals that we help every year. Who is Heather's hero?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think there's a lot of people that we look up to and admire, and I specifically would say everyone who is involved in animal welfare really in their own way, because it takes really a community to support animals. It's not just one person or one person's job per se, but it takes everyone to participate in whatever way they can, even if it's, you know, shopping at the thrift store or donating. Every person plays a part. So, again, sort of non-committal, but everyone is a little bit of a hero when it comes to the animals for me.
Aww. All right. So that was our game of Go Fetch. So I just want to touch on, you know, we talked about the purpose built. We talked about how the community came together. But I think that we have some really nice elements in the building. And so, again, new to us, where you might come to your local SPCA and there is a cork board that has paper on it that shows you the adoptables. And then you've got paper, you know, pasted here, like about this or about that. Like, we have also been really intentional with our walls. And so the first one I want to talk about, it kind of ties into an experience that you and I and some of the staff had right before the unleashing. And that is, we had two 11-year-olds from Picto Landing First Nation School come and do a smudging with the staff, but also around the building. What can you explain to our listeners more about that? And you know, I know for me, it was a really important way to ground myself in a very hectic couple of days, but also I just felt so special to be part of it.
So it was actually very interesting to learn from these 11-year-olds of what smudging meant. And they explained that it was to help, help us to see good things, help us to hear good things and speak good things, and for our heart to feel good things so that we could walk a good path in this new facility. So they took the time to offer a smudging to all the employees that were present and then go around the building and offer smudging to the building as well.
And it was wonderful. And our Picto shelter now sits on.
Yes. Yeah. So our current facility is surrounded by land from the Picto Landon First Nation. So we are very close physically to the community. And we want our new facility to be welcoming and supportive of all community members for the North Nova community.
So when you come into the building, we do have some Mi'kmaq words and we have some Celtic words. And our donor wall is actually titled, and I'm going to play the version of the Mi'kmaq way that you say our wall.
Ekwalo.
And what does that mean, Heather?
So that translates to I shelter you. So when we were speaking to a language keeper of Mi'kmaq, they explained that, coming home doesn't exactly translate.
And coming home is the title of the painting, which is part of the donor wall.
Exactly, yeah. So it doesn't exactly translate, but this was their suggestion for sort of a similar word. And really, I shelter you really fits with the intentions of the SPCA shelter and what we're trying to accomplish for animals in the community.
And I loved it being on the donor wall because, again, it's, we were able to purchase this piece of art from local artist Ron Robichaud titled Coming Home, which has like a nautical theme. And then when we learned from the language keeper that you can't translate it and the I shelter you, it's what we do as the SPCA, but it's what our donors have been able to facilitate as well. I get chills every time.
I also love the QR code we have on the donor wall where we have a language keeper who has recorded the pronunciation of the word for us. And you can scan the QR code and hear how I shelter you is pronounced in Mi'kmaq.
Is there any other new thing, these extras I'm calling them, that stood out for you?
There's so much new. That's a tough question.
No, but like new things on the wall, Heather. I'm looking for if somebody that you work with put a lot of effort into these things that are on the wall, somebody that you know that you could be in proximity to.
Looks great, Sarah. No, it really ties it together. There's some great, cute little sayings on the wall that really keeps the mood light and positive. And it's also a few little educational fun facts at the same time.
So I'm going to tell you what mine is because I do want anybody. So again, just to clarify, North Nova, and when we talk about Northern Nova Scotia, what communities is the shelter serving?
Yes. So the communities of Municipality of Picto, the Municipality of Anaganish, and the Municipality of Guysborough, as well as the towns and First Nation communities in that region.
So if you are listening from there and you are going to definitely want to see this shelter, you can, when we're open, because again, can't stress this enough, or Heather will come across the table. When we are open and follow our socials to find out, you can donate, you can adopt, and you can volunteer. And what we have in the lobby is for all of those things, for the animals who are going home and for the animals who are being supported by your donations and your volunteer time, to the donors, volunteers, and adopters yourself, we have a sign that says, best day ever. And so we hope that you want to take a picture in front of that because you feel it was the best day ever. I know this week with the unleashing and getting to see the SPCA staff and the donor see it, it was the best day ever. And so that's our hope for you when you come visit. And thank you, Heather, for being here today.
Great. Thank you.
If you like this podcast, we would love for you to subscribe, to share, to let people know that their best day ever is the day that they get to listen to this podcast. I'm kidding. It's, of course, the day that you get to volunteer, donate, or adopt. Thanks for listening.